This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Are you a fan of WKRP in Cincinnati? Later in the show, we'll get a look at a new biographical comic about the TV series. To start today's show, the Super Bowl is this Sunday, and there's almost as much pregame hype about what will take place off the field, the commercials. This year, companies will spend a record $4.5 million for 30 seconds of airtime. Kelly Tassos, Associate Director of Advertising for the Cincinnati Business Courier, and Game Day Communications CEO Jackie Rowe take a look at the winners and losers in this year's Super Bowl commercial competition. Also, they'll discuss the value of the ads to the companies that run them. Now, we have to apologize. We're having phone issues today at the station, so if you've been trying to call in a contribution, keep trying that number, 513-419-7155, or you can contribute online at wvxu.org or wmub.org. Meantime, if you'd like to join our conversation about Super Bowl commercials, you can email your questions and comments to talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And good to see both of you this afternoon.
Thanks.
Good afternoon.
You know, that $4.5 million price tag is just astounding. The ads for the first Super Bowl in 1967 were $42,000. I think that was the cost.
That's right.
And they didn't top the $1 million mark till 1996. So, Jackie, what's up for next year? We're going to hit 5 million?
Oh, I bet we will. You know, a 12% increase over last year, up $500,000 on Fox. And so NBC has sold out all of the spots. So
They've sold out at that price?
Yeah, and they have 15 new advertisers.
Kelly, do you find that amazing how the price just keeps going up year after year after year?
Well, obviously the advertisers find value in it, and this is a huge audience. And if you have the kind of product where you're trying to reach a Super Bowl viewer, this is where to be.
So is it really worth it for these companies?
Well, you're talking about an audience of 110 million eyeballs, you know, watching their 30-second spot or their one-minute spot. So I think, you know, I think it is. If you've got the right brand and you've got the right creative, that's the key, having the right creative to create the advance buzz and the post-game buzz and really to keep the life going of the commercial.
Now, how do smaller companies afford this? Are they betting on the idea, Kelly, that I'm going to get lots of attention, so this is going to make that $4.5 million price tag worth it?
I think so. You're going to see some new advertisers this year. One in particular, Loctite. It's a super glue, and they interviewed one of the executives that made the decision to buy a Super Bowl ad this year, and he said, "This is a big audience, and we can make a lot of friends really quickly." Some other new advertisers you'll see are Mophie, the phone chargers, Wix.com, and BuzzFeed.
Okay, so these are all smaller type companies.
Yes.
It's usually the same group of people, though, isn't it, Jackie? Mm-hmm. You see Doritos and Anheuser-Busch, and it's always the same usual group of suspects together, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, Bud has the exclusive rights for beer sponsor within the game, which I think is really interesting. So you wonder how much they paid above and beyond their $4.5 million at seven spots. That's the Bud buy. But I just think it's a great opportunity to reach a global audience. And again, the creative is so essential.
Yeah, Kelly, my family always has these Super Bowl parties, and really only a couple of us care about the game. And the rest of the folks, they care about the ads.
Sure.
I think that's pretty common across the country.
Yes.
Is the Super Bowl in danger of being overshadowed by the ads?
Well, one thing that's interesting this year is that you will not see a lot of car commercials. You know, typically, cars have been a big part of some of our favorite ones year after year. And this year, Volkswagen's not back. And of course, they had the most successful all-time commercial with the kid doing the Darth Vader.
Mm-hmm.
So Volkswagen is not
back. That was a great ad.
It was. Jackie, how did they use social media to leverage
it? Was
that?
I was just reading this yesterday, but it was the most shared TV spot ever on social media, the VW Darth Vader spot.
Is that something that the advertisers are doing? They're getting wiser now and saying, if I'm going to pay this much money, I better find a way to get as much bang for buck out of my ad as I possibly can.
Well, and I think you're seeing the multi-screen generation. You know, we're watching the game on our big screen. We've got the iPad next to us and probably our iPhone. So we might have three screens going. And some brands are really smart, and they're releasing longer form TV spots. So Friskies, for example, the deer kitten spot, which I think is really well
done.
It's hilarious. It's hilarious. It's just great creative. But they have the 1 minute spot plus a 30-second spot available, and then a 4.5 minute longer form video that is available. And that's Frisky's doing some really good advanced buzz for their spot.
Coming back to that original thought, though, Kelly, is the game in danger of being overshadowed by the ads? Do you think that it's going to get overrun, or is it too late? It's already happened.
I think it's too late. I think it's already happened. I think you've got very few people who care about the game anymore. I know I just watch the commercials.
Yeah, outside of the New England market and the Seattle market, right? And well, and Deflategate may have helped spur a little more interest in the Super Bowl than we've had in the last couple of years.
Now, I wonder if either of you know if this is true. There's been a rumor going around that Esurance has hired Lindsay Lohan, she of the terrible driving record, to be a spokeswoman, and that the ad's going to first air in the Super Bowl. Do either of you know if that's true?
Our sources say that is true.
Oh, my gosh.
Which I think, again, that will be very buzzworthy for many reasons.
So someone at Esurance has to have a very bizarre sense of humor.
Exactly. If Lindsay Lohan is insurable, then there's hope for the rest of us, right?
That's right, Kelly. Do you think this might have a chance of backfiring on them?
I think there's always that chance. But, you know, last year they did the big giveaway with, you know, hashtag Esurance. And, you know, they gave away, what, $1 million or gave away a bunch of money. I mean, I think they're always out taking risks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Super Bowl ads have always typically tried to be funny or clever. Are we going to see more ads this year, Jackie, that might try to approach it for a different kind of connection, maybe an inspirational tone,
yeah,
or maybe some kind of an emotional appeal? Is that going to be more common than the humorous ad?
I think on Monday morning, we're going to read about it was the year of dad and the year of the dog in Super Bowl commercials. And Kelly and I were just talking, and we wonder if the NFL's image of late, it is kind of the impetus for some of the dad commercials. It's showing the tender side of dad. And really, Dove for Men is going all in on the dad target audience, as well as Toyota. So those are two dad-focused commercials.
The Dove ads are trying to dispel some dad stereotypes, aren't they, Kelly?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They are.
Okay. Like what, for instance? Have you seen the ad to know enough about it?
I haven't
seen
the Dove
emotional ad yet. I mean, they're very emotional. They're very, you know, dad is swimming, dad is playing with the kids, dad is picking the kids up from school. So maybe more of a stereotypical mother role, dad is stepping in for that in these commercials, which is kind of interesting.
Okay. Doritos, I guess they're once again going to roll out the typical. Are these guys really amateurs, by the way? I've always wondered that. They're supposedly amateur producers of commercials, then they roll out these commercials that look pretty slick, and you think, that's not really.
I'm using my air quotes around amateur.
Right.
But, you know, it's buzzworthy, and it's the ninth year for the Doritos
crash.
9 years
they've been doing that?
Hard to believe.
Yeah.
It really is.
So I guess they must look at that and say, if it's working, don't stop doing it.
Uh-huh. And I think with the whole crowdsourcing phenom and social media, I think the Doritos, I think it's still got legs, and they released a few of their early ones about a month ago. So they're really cashing in on that advanced buzz.
How much has the online world and the social media world changed the whole approach to Super Bowl advertising?
Oh, tremendously, tremendously. You know, it's people are releasing their spots before, you know, we never would see them before. Now it's a race to release them on social media. It's a race to release them on traditional media even before the game. This morning on the Today Show, BMW released their commercial featuring Katie Couric and Brent Gumbel, which was hilarious.
It's awesome. Do you remember, it was actually 21 years ago on the Today Show, somebody was talking about an internet address, and Bryant Gumbel was like, what does this at mean?
And I still say that, Kelly.
And they kept asking the producer, you explain internet to us?
Exactly. And so they have this it's for the BMW i3, which is, they call it the newfangled car.
Is that one of those connected cars that we keep hearing about?
Well, it's not only connected, but it's also, it runs on wind. And so it's, I just saw this for the first time today, and it's Katie and Bryant in the BMW saying, you know, wind turbine, fanbine, what is that? And she's on her phone, and it's really funny.
Yeah.
Is anybody going to roll out a provocative or a controversial ad this year?
Carl's Jr.
Yes. Apparently.
Okay, what's up with Carl's?
Kelly.
Well, Charlotte McKinney is apparently naked. half of the viewers are women, and traditionally advertisers have tried shocking the audience, and women get offended. There are a lot of very sexist commercials. They're very successful, but they're very sexist. And so the Carl's Jr. ad, I think, is going to create some talk. It already has. The Victoria's Secret, I thought, was interesting because, you know, they do the Victoria's Secret fashion show with everyone in bikinis and, you know, lingerie. The Victoria's Secret drop the ball campaign is don't drop the ball for.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's okay.
Okay.
It's family show, right? It's,
yes.
It's don't drop the ball on Valentine's Day, encouraging men to buy at Victoria's Secret. But it's all Victoria's Secret models in football uniforms playing the game. All they take off is their helmets.
Okay.
Very interesting.
And none of these have been banned or rejected by the network.
No,
because that's happened in the past. You've had various ads, and the network said, no, we just won't do that.
Yeah. And that's a nice PR plug. Oh, shoot. We can't air our Super Bowl ad, right? Save you $4.5 million.
And send everyone to your website.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's interesting. You're talking about how these ads are getting out way ahead of time. Are we seeing the whole ad, or are they just giving us teases at this point?
Well, it's interesting. Some you see the whole ad. The famous Clydesdale horse and the puppy from last year's Budweiser commercial, they have teased everyone with another lost puppy theme, but they've only showed like 10-second clips from the real commercial. So it'll be interesting to see. I've got my tissues ready just in case, because we know it has a happy ending, but we saw the puppy out in the rain and all lost.
Oh. And then, of course, to continue on with the puppy theme, GoDaddy, which always features Danica Patrick, NASCAR's
right.
Danica Patrick.
Speaking
she
of controversial. Yeah.
Will be with a puppy this year. So the spot's not out, but Danica plus puppy equals success.
The two things together. I figure if you have a puppy in there, it's going to be great.
Indeed.
Right? We'll continue our conversation about the Super Bowl ads after the break. Do you watch the Super Bowl mainly for the commercials? Give us a call, let us know. You can email talk@wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. Again, our apologies. We are having some phone issues this afternoon. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney, and this week is WVXU and U's and WMUB's Winter Fund Drive. If you've never given before, take that first step now by becoming a member. It's individual contributions from listeners like you that keep the information you depend on every day on the air. You can give online, WVXU.org or WMUB.org, or by calling 513-419-7155. My guests this afternoon are Kelly Tassos, Associate Director of Advertising for the Cincinnati Business Courier, and Game Day Communications CEO Jackie Rowe, as we take a look at the Super Bowl commercials. And you can get in on the conversation by emailing talk@wvxu.org or finding us on Facebook or Twitter. And who exactly is in the Super Bowl? We've mentioned a lot of different companies, been throwing a lot of different things around. Who exactly is in the Super Bowl lineup this year, advertising-wise?
Oh, I thought you meant playing. I'm like, whoa.
No, I don't think any of us would know that. We know the commercials, though.
That's right. Absolutely. You know, I think there's 40 spots within the game.
Wow.
And 26 advertisers this year, 15 of which are new. And, you know, you're going to see the tried and true, the Bud, of course, those that the Lexus, the BMWs, Mercedes. Kelly mentioned earlier, though, the GMs of the world, the VWs of the world, the Fords, Lincoln are not back this
year. I'm surprised by that.
That is surprising, too. I think, you know, it's a big ticket item, and there's a lot of impact you could have with 4.5 million as a car maker. So, but I think, you know, we should always, look for those creative ones from Bud. I think they do such an amazing job with their spots as the exclusive beer sponsor within the game.
What is your favorite among this year's ads, Kelly?
I think the Katie Couric and Bryant Gumbel is really
funny.
They
were talking about that earlier.
Yes.
So you really like that one.
I really do. I think that's funny. Now, I haven't seen all of them. They're supposed to be, and I have not seen this one yet, but they haven't shared the entire commercial, but there's a Snickers commercial with, you know, their Hangry campaign where
right.
they,
you're not yourself.
You're not yourself, you know. when you're hungry. So there's one where it's supposedly Marsha Brady in her bedroom brushing her hair, and it's this man with a mustache, and you know, he's like, one, two, like Marsha Brady used to brush her hair, and she gets called down to dinner. She's like, what? And you know, one, two, brushing her hair. So supposedly Snickers will turn her back into Marsha Brady.
And I am all in on the Friskies, Dear Kitten.
Okay.
Their Dear Kitten campaign started maybe a year or so ago, and the Super Bowl one is fabulous. It's a 1 minute spot, but then there's a four and a half minute longer form. And I mean, the voiceover of the kitten is fabulous.
So,
it's so funny.
Do either of you have a feel for who's going to have the most effective ad in this round?
Oh, that's a good question.
That is a good question.
I think Friskies will do well just because it's clever.
Everybody likes cats, first
it's
off.
Clever.
Most people like cats.
Yeah,
right?
Even
it's
if
clever.
You don't.
And the rest
know.
Of the commercials have dogs in them. So.
Yeah, so yeah. Dogs and cats, I think, will win the day. You know, and I think Bud, I think the lost puppy, I think people love that, of course. And so, and then we'll have to see how the other surprises do. You know, the Esurance, I think, will get a lot of buzz.
Mm-hmm.
The Doritos is always buzzworthy and usually does very well in the USA Today ad meter.
Okay. I'm looking forward to seeing some of the new ones, the Mophie and the Loctite and the Wix.com. If they're going to invest $4.5 million, they obviously have some pretty good creative.
And I think also, you know, ads and or brands and companies are also, they're creating social media command centers during the game, if you will. And you might remember when the lights went out in New Orleans during the game, and all of a sudden Oreo came out with a social media campaign.
Right.
You know, dunk in the dark.
Yes. Bringing light to the issue. And I think most brands, if you're spending the money, you're going to be able to have your group together in a social media area and corporate headquarters to try to respond and engage with fans. So fans are seeing, you know, the advanced commercials. They're watching the game, seeing the commercials, and then they can also engage and interact with the brand during the game and after the game.
Was that Oreo commercial the first time somebody has ever been opportunistic like that and taken advantage of a situation that arose?
I think it was probably the most popular one that we saw, yeah, for sure.
Now, I'm like you. I've got the Anheuser-Busch ads way up there because they always have that feel-good element going with them. And then after that, I have to go with, and I'm not sure if they were on the list or not, E-Trade and the Talking Baby.
Yeah, I did not see them on the list this year.
Okay.
No, the Talking Baby is fabulous.
The Talking Baby is fabulous, but does it seem like he's running out of snarky things to say? And maybe that's why he may not be on the list.
Not a baby any longer.
He's all grown up.
Yeah. So there's that.
Now, what are your favorites, Kelly, from past Super Bowls?
Well, I liked the Dannon commercial with John Stamos. And incidentally, Dannon is not back this year. I think they have chosen to spend that $4.5 million and spread that out throughout the year. Dannon's another one of those that's not back. So I really liked that one. Budweiser has always been my favorite.
Yeah, they seem to be pretty dominant. Yeah.
The what's up? That was always a good one.
I had forgotten about that.
That was Bud Light, I believe.
What year was that?
Yeah.
Do you remember
that
chance?
Oh, boy, that was... That's been a while.
Been some time
that's
back.
That's been a while.
It's stuck in your head. Now,
that became, you know, my catchphrase for a good 9 months afterward.
Mm-hmm. Is the fact that it's stuck in your head a sign that it's a good piece of advertising?
Absolutely. And I will tell you, this is... talk about pressure for these creative agencies, right? They're putting a lot out there. They're putting a lot of time. They've probably started, you know, last February 2nd, working on the creative campaign for this year's Super Bowl.
Now, do the advertisers really know if their Super Bowl commercials are working, or has this just become something that you do because it's the place to be seen, or it's part of some big competition to see who can roll out the best ad? Is there some serious work involved here?
Well, I think social media really helps you with that anymore. You know, of course, there's the USA Ad Meter, which you know, takes a look at a large sample of people who rate the Super Bowl commercials, but now with hashtags and with digital contesting and engagement and website traffic, you really can measure the ROI effectively and try to drive that and align that with sales, whether it's beer or cars or whatever.
Has ever been a case, Kelly, where a company spent money on a Super Bowl ad, spent all those that huge amount of money, and then said, "Oh no, this was a terrible investment," or would they ever even admit to it? You know,
I don't know that anybody would admit to it. I think there are a lot of times where messages fell flat.
Well, and I think you you won't see them back the next year, right? So you take a look at those companies who aren't back. You know, we don't have any local companies. None of our Fortune 500 companies are in the Super Bowl this year.
That's surprising. Like you were saying earlier, GM's not there, Ford's not there, Volkswagen's not
Honda,
there.
Honda, Acura.
Yeah.
P&G.
That's very surprising. Mm-hmm. But does that create some opportunities for some of these smaller companies? Are we maybe going to see more and more smaller companies take that $4.5 million risk and jump in there?
It's a big risk, but I think you will. I think it's the launching point, if you will, of a new company or a new service or brand within the larger company. So I think you will.
Okay. As advertising experts, what's your advice? Somebody doesn't give a darn about the game. They just want to sit there and enjoy the commercials. What are your tips for enjoying the commercials and really getting the most out of that whole viewing experience?
Well, I think you've got to be a multi-screen viewer. So you've got the TV going for the game. And then I would have my iPad or my laptop fired up to watch the longer form version or connect with them on Twitter and kind of see what the conversation is.
I think watching it ahead of time, too. I mean, get online and see some of these commercials, even, you know, for instance, like the Budweiser or the Snickers commercial where they're just giving us bits and pieces online. I mean, you know, watching them ahead of time, I think, is great. Then once you see them on the big screen, it, you know, kind of brings it all home.
So be prepared ahead of time.
Exactly.
Know what you're looking for. Now, Jackie, does the Super Bowl ad craze ever die down? Do you see this just being... Does it have a life of its own and just keep going?
I think it does. It's just such a great American tradition. And I think advertisers have really helped shape the American opinion in terms of just knowing, hey, it's going to be a great day. You know, I mean, Super Bowl coverage comes on earlier and earlier every year. You know, NBC is airing the game, and they've done a really nice job of creating social media platforms around the game and around their advertisers.
Kelly, what's your take? Does the craze keep going?
I think so. And again, as Jackie said, through social media, I mean, people are we've been sending these Friskies, you know, videos back and forth to each other for months. So I think so.
Yes. We're going to be saying, Kitty's got a big belly.
That one's an idiot.
Kelly and Jackie, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. Kelly Tassos is Associate Director of Advertising for the Cincinnati Business Courier, and Jackie Rowe is CEO of Game Day Communication. If you're a fan of Johnny Fever, Venus Flytrap, and Les Nessman, stay tuned. We'll talk with the creator of a new comic book history about WKRP in Cincinnati. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Later in Focus on Technology, we'll have a look at how mapping the brain sounds can help treat illnesses.